The Dare Game, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Sandy Toksvig.
I'm Tracy Beaker, the great inventor of extremely outrageous dares, and I dare you not to say this is the most brilliant story ever. I thought I was going to live happily ever after with Cam as my foster mum. Well, it hasn't turned out like that. Cam's so mean. She won't buy me designer clothes, so all the other kids at my new school laugh at me. No wonder I bunk off and go to this special secret place. There are these two boys I meet there, Alexander and Football. We play this dare game, and I always win. I'm the greatest. I am. You know that old film they always show on the telly at Christmas? The Wizard of Oz? I love it. Especially the Wicked Witch of the West, with her cackle and her green face and all her special flying monkeys. I'd give anything to have a wicked winged monkey as an evil little pet. It could whiz through the sky, flapping its wings and sniffing the air for that awful, stale, instant coffee and talcum powder teacher smell. And then it would swoop straight onto Mrs. Vomit Bagley and carry her away screaming. That'll show her. I've always been absolutely tip-top at writing stories. But since I've been at this stupid new school, Mrs. V.B. just puts, "A disgracefully untidy work, Tracy," and "Check your spellings." Last week, we had to write a story about night time, and I thought it an unusually cool subject, so I wrote 8.5 pages about this girl out late at night, and it's seriously spooky, and then this crazy guy jumps out at her and almost murders her, but she escapes by jumping in the river, and then she swims right into this bloated corpse, and then, when she staggers onto the bank, there's this strange, flickering light coming from the nearby graveyard. And it's an evil occult sect wanting to sacrifice an innocent young girl, and she's just what they're looking for. It's a truly great story.